Hey, so when we got up there, the man was a very hard character, and I didn't think he believed anything, and he just lost a baby a few nights before that, a stillborn baby. So we went hunting, and on the second day, the man I was hunting with had told him, said, I get to hunt everywhere around the country. So when the other hunter was with me, had left, we were way on top of peaks where we just run a line till we got him in the rocks, and he had got away. And so we were sitting there waiting for the dog to return. And this man said to me, he said, the other hunter, your friend, tells me that you get to hunt everywhere. You got plenty of money? I said, I guess it's none of my business. And I said, oh, I said, there isn't plenty of money. I said, I'm sponsored. And he said, oh, I see. He said, well, I guess it's none of my business again, but said, are you with the firm that sponsors you? He's pulling it right out of me. I promised I would. So I said, no, sir, I'm a preacher, a missionary. He said, a what? I said, a missionary. And he just stood and looked at me for a few minutes. I said, do you have any hope for life hereafter? What is your hope? He said, I'm a Jack Mormon. And I said, a what? He said, a Jack Mormon. I said, what kind's that? So the one that swears and drinks coffee and smokes cigarettes. I said, well, honest confession is good for the soul. And he said, I want to ask you something. He said, I am told that the Mormon church is the only true church there is. He said, do you believe that? I said, when it comes to church, I guess it's as good as any of them. I only know one truth, and that's Jesus Christ. I said, I know He's true. Well, he said, I had a baby born the other night, stillborn. He said, I'm told that this baby, because it was stillborn, God never did breathe the breath of life into it, that I'll never see it again. He said, what do you think about that? Well, I said, you won't as a Jack Mormon. You sure won't? That's one thing, sure. You won't see it as long as you stay a Jack Mormon. And he said, well, he had been pushing at me, so why not push him back a little bit? You see, we had time to push back. So I said, what's the matter? He said, oh, I don't know. And he said, well, what do you think? I said, I am acquainted with many fine, I didn't know he was a Mormon. And I was I know it being in Utah, it probably was, but of course most of the people up there are Mormon around Salt Lake City. This wasn't Salt Lake City, however. So I thought, well, I've had some fine Mormon friends, been in the prayer lines, fine people. And I said, I have met some very fine men who are Mormons. And he said, I don't know their teaching on that. I wouldn't want to say something contrary to their teaching because that's what you are. And I respect that highly. And I said, well, you believe that? He said, yes, sir, I do. But said, I don't live to it. I said, well, I believe that the Bible teaches that God knew that baby millions of years ago before the foundation of the world. I said, God told Jeremiah before you was ever conceived in your mother's womb, before you ever was come forth from the belly, I knew you, sanctified you, and ordained you a prophet to the nations. I said, that's how much he knew about it. See? He said, thank you. He started walking down the hill.